Congressman Tipton, President Trump just signed an executive order to repeal the Clean Power Plan, and you had a front row seat when Secretary Zinke signed orders to re-examine climate change policies. Now, here in the Roaring Fork Valley and across Colorado, as you know, winter recreation and the natural environment are central to the economy, but they're also deeply important to people as a matter of principle and values. So what are you doing to protect our environment and address climate change?
You know, what we've always called for is all of the above in terms of energy development and to make sure that we've got good policies that are going to be in place. That was something Secretary Zinke spoke to yesterday, making sure that in terms of regulations, we have ones that are working and not picking the winners and losers, but still protecting the environment. I think that's something that we all have in common as Coloradoans. We all love clean air. We love clean water. And we want things to make sure that they're done correctly. And that's what we're going to continue to advocate for, not only for the jobs, but also for the protecting of our environment.
There are a lot of constituents here who believe that climate change is a real serious threat to Colorado's economy, but especially to the natural environment. Do you believe that human activity is a major contributor to climate change?
You know, I think that we've got a role to play. You know, and we've always contended we need to take advantage of new technologies. As an example, we've seen a reduction in methane releases in the United States, according to the EPA. That's with the advantage of taking new technologies and making good use of traditional resources. Let's encourage the use of solar, of wind, of a bill that I passed and was signed into law for hydroelectric generation as well when it comes to our energy needs that we need to be able to have. And I think we're all in concert in terms of wanting to make sure that it is done right. And the role that we as humans have to play is to make sure that we are responsible stewards, and we need to make sure that we are doing our best to use good technology to make sure that we do keep the lights on and our businesses going, but do it in a responsible way.
So NASA scientists recently discovered a methane hotspot that hangs over the Four Corners area, and they've largely attributed that hotspot to oil and gas, to emissions from oil and gas production. There's also been action at the federal level to overturn a Bureau of Land Management rule that regulates methane emissions. So while Colorado has a rule to limit those emissions, bordering states like New Mexico do not. So how can you ensure that Coloradans who live near that border also have clean air to breathe?
Right. Yeah, you know, more than happy to visit with Ben Ray Lujan out of New Mexico, who happens to, that's in his district. Down in New Mexico, Colorado does have the regulations, and I think, again, I can probably cite, I think these are the EPA zone figures citing that methane emissions nationwide are down. I think there's some opportunities to be able to, again, use technology to be able to, on the venting and flaring end of it, to be able to actually capture that and make sure that American people are getting their royalties off of that. That'll take probably some approvals out of a number of the agencies for some of the piping for that. But it's something that we need to look at. Again, I think we're all in concert of wanting to make sure that we're using good technology to be able to make sure that we're doing things to the best of our ability in the right way and meeting the energy needs of the country.
So there was just a resolution brought forth by 17 Republican members of the House that calls on Congress to address the causes and effects of climate change and to base policy decisions on that science. So a listener, Matthew Hamilton, asks if you will sign that Republican climate resolution, which is sponsored by Elise Stefanik.
I haven't seen the resolution yet, but we're certainly going to be supportive, again, of making sure that we're doing things in a responsible way and making sure we're standing not only up for our environment, but also for creating good-paying jobs as well.
So would you consider signing that?
Yeah, we'll take a look at it.
Congressman, thank you so very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.